This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Kentucky FFA, once a male-dominated organization, features a diverse blend of ladies and men from not only the farm and agriculture, but a wide variety of backgrounds. On this National Women's Day edition of Travel in the Bluegrass, Kentucky FFA President Mallory White from Union County says she's proud of the diverse state officer team that includes 10 ladies and 2 men.
We tend to view agriculture as a male-dominated industry, but whenever it comes to FSA, there's certainly a larger amount of female members than there are male who especially want to be involved in competitions and running for offices and, you know, things of that sort.
White says today the FFA organization continues to evolve to include a membership that resembles those agriculture serve each day.
It's important for us to recognize that agriculture impacts everybody, so the agriculture industry is for everybody to work in. You know, whether you're male, female, your demographic, it doesn't matter. You know, agriculture needs variety and diversity because that's what we're feeding.
The Kentucky FFA officer team includes President Mallory White, Vice President Dylan Driscoll, Secretary Bethany Fields, Treasurer Riley Warner, Reporter Bethany Schalk, and Sentinel Hope Holbrook.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Are you stuck inside but still looking for bargains on new and secondhand goods? Try HiBid.com, the online auction site for just about anything. HiBid.com offers a safe and easy way to find hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. From rare coins to fine jewelry, tools to vintage toys, and classic cars to real estate, HiBid.com has it all. HiBid.com makes it easy to find what you're looking for, and the site is simple to use. Come to HiBid.com, that's HIBID.com, and start discovering great deals today.
You're listening to Travel in the Bluegrass with Alan Watts.
State FFA President Mallory White says she's proud to serve with this year's state officer team.
I'm empowered as a woman in agriculture and FSA by seeing our officer team and, you know, being with Ellie and all of the different ladies on the team and, you know, bringing our ideas together and recognizing that we finally found our place in agriculture and, you know, our voice is loud, and we do have a place at that table for sure.
Other state officers include Big Sandy River State Vice President Carly Childers, Pinerol Region State Vice President Ellie McGowan, Purchase Region State Vice President Dawson Naranjo, Lincoln Trail State Vice President Sidney Pepper, Northern Kentucky State Vice President Alexis Stevenson, and Lake Cumberland State Vice President Kaylee Thompson.
Every single trait or characteristic that I have today is accredited to my time and what I learned throughout the FFA organization, whether it was a competition where I was successful or a competition in which I failed and I came in last.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Travel in the Bluegrass. Listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Travel in the Bluegrass.